This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the week when Madden 20 comes out, and we've got on the line with us right now a Madden NFL gameplay designer, ratings adjuster, former NFL offensive tackle, former fifth-round pick of the Patriots in 2007. Happy to welcome Clint Oldenburg back to the show. Hello, Clint. John Murphy, Steve Tasker here in Buffalo. I think we had you on this week last year talking about Madden, right?
Yeah, you guys had me on last year. I'm thrilled to be back. I appreciate you guys inviting me on.
Clint, how many years is this for Madden? And here's a big question, which you may or may not have the answer. How many Madden players are out there right now?
So this is Madden 20. Now that we're launching here, official launch date is August 2nd. We have early access starting next week for some of our players. But total number of Madden players varies at any given time during the year, but it's over 5 million on average every year.
Whew. And I have one more question. I know Steve's got questions for you, too. Just about who's playing this game. What is the – are they kids? Are they gamers? What's the demographic? And maybe what is the target demographic for gameplay designers like yourself?
Our current demographic really is pretty wide. We have anything from, 11, 12-year-old kids, potentially even younger, all the way up to 40, 50-year-old men. Playing games. I think we talked about it last year. Obviously, we would like to try to target a little bit younger audience as we keep going down the road here, just like the NFL is doing. Realistically, they're trying to capture that younger group, those people who are playing Fortnite. I don't know if you guys are aware of that game, but a large number of younger people playing Fortnite, and we're just trying to capture some experiences that those people are into as they relate to the NFL.
Who do you think you're talking to, Clint? Yeah, we're a Fortnite. Come on, man. Give us a break.
How is this game? I know that technology drives it. Obviously, it's an electronic video game. I mean, even over the past few years, you've started to expand what the game is capable of. Certainly, when you go on and you watch these games, they almost look like real time video. The players look like themselves. They move well. They move with fluidity and athleticism. It's really come a long way technologically speaking. What are the newest innovations?
Yeah, like you said, the main thing we try to do every year is keep pushing more and more authenticity. So for Madden 20, our creative razor, or our goal, was to make the stars feel like stars. So we created a system called Superstar X Factors, and it's an abilities progression system in our game where 50 of the most elite NFL players are given special abilities that transcend their ratings, that separate them from everyone else in the game. Along with that, there's these X-Factor zone abilities. When you get one of these players in the zone, there's objectives for both the offense and defense to achieve during gameplay. Now, you get a player either into or out of the zone that gives them an extra ability. And all of these abilities are really in the inspiration of their real-life counterparts.
Huh. Glenn, I wonder, what drives the changes? Is it the technology or the desire to make it more authentic? I mean, is it kind of a back-and-forth byplay between those two?
I think it's authenticity, number one, and I think number two is just listening to our players, getting data from our players and getting feedback from our players and finding out what they really want the most in each year's game and trying to deliver that.
You're talking about players who play the game, not the players who are on the game like the NFL players. Most of the feedback, I guess, you get from them has to do with their ratings. You guys hear a lot about that at this time of year, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Unless you're one of those four guys who are in that 99 club, you're most likely not happy with your ratings, and we totally get that. If you're an NFL player, if you don't think you're the best player on the field, then you're going to have a problem. So I totally understand why all of those guys think that they should be higher. But we have to rate players appropriately to the evidence that we have and to make the gameplay the most balanced that it can.
Who's in the 99 club?
So we have four guys to launch the year. We have Aaron Donald from the Rams, Bobby Wagner from the Seahawks, Khalil Mack from the Bears, and DeAndre Hopkins from the Texans. Those are our four 99 club guys.
And what does that mean to be 99 club?
That means that they are the only four players in the game at launch with a 99 overall rating, which is the highest overall rating that we can assign.
And what does and give us some of the? You said that you have a superstar X factor that you, it, during different parts of the game, and you said there's 50 guys out there who are stars in the league who have super. Well, I'm going to say superpowers, and they were in, these powers were inspired by each guy's individual gifts and his own career. Give us an example of a guy who has maybe a weird superpower that is inspired by his true life self.
I'll give you two examples of what we're going for there. Number one is our cover athlete, Patrick Mahomes. Great player coming off a great season. If you complete three passes of over 30 yards or more traveling in the air during a game with Patrick Mahomes, you'll unlock his zone ability, which gives him what's called bazooka. And this ability allows him to throw an 80-yard pass, which is further than our max pass distance. Our max pass distance in Madden is about 65 yards across the board. That's the furthest we let anyone throw. When you unlock that ability with Mahomes, he can throw it up to 80 yards. And he is actually on record of having an 83-yard throw. So we may have sold him a little short, but that's exclusive to him. The second one, I know you guys are big-time fans of the Patriots up there in Buffalo, but Tom Brady, he has an ability called Pro Reads. Once you complete five or six consecutive passes with Tom Brady, then you unlock this indicator, which will show you as the player, the first player, the first receiver who comes open while Tom Brady's in the zone. For both those guys, Brady and Mahomes, the defense then will get an objective to either sack the quarterback or make an interception, and then you can knock him out of the zone. So there's a little bit of a meta game in there or a mini game for both teams to try to get into the zone and knock a player out of the zone.
We're in line with Clint Oldenburg. He is a Madden NFL gameplay designer, ratings adjuster. He played in the NFL. Steve mentioned it a second ago, Clint, about players react to their rating, which you assigned. I think you've heard this. Tre'Davious White, Bills cornerback, we all think he's a pretty good player, was on NFL Network earlier this week and had this to say about his rating in the new Madden 20 game. Here's Tre'Davious White.
I did, but I'm not a big guy into video games. I don't really play video games, but I feel like they robbed us on a lot of our guys, man. I mean, look at Micah Hyde. I feel like he should be in the 90s. He's one of the best safeties in the game. From the last 2 years, him and Jordan Poyer, I pretty much think those guys are the best safety duo in the NFL. If you just look at the numbers and look at the way that those guys take the ball away, and then we got Shady at an 82, which is very disrespectful. And then you got Josh Allen at a 74, man. It's something that, you know, those guys are pretty much going to take, you know, I feel like, you know, just taking it to the season. That's the extra motivation that we need to get the acknowledgement that we deserve.
Bills corner, Tre'Davious White, complaining, really, about the Madden player ratings. Micah Hyde at 86, not 90. Tre'Davious at 85. And you actually tweeted out, Clint, that you thought Tre'Davious could have been rated higher in the Madden game, right?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Tre'Davious. So with our ratings adjuster program, we have a team of about eight people who contribute because we don't want just one person assigning the ratings. So we have a team of people, and we have meetings every week. And I was a guy always campaigning for Tre'Davious White to get either higher ratings or even add on to our superstar list, our X-Factor list that I talked about. But as the season went on, early in the season, he looked like he was approaching shutdown corner status. But the data that we started tracking over the course of the season, teams actually started targeting him about mid-season and later in the year, and he had a little bit of a fall-off in production. So I think 85 is a good place for him to start. But the most important thing, well, two most important things that these guys should remember. Number one, we update our ratings every week. So if you're out there balling out and you're showing up on film, your ratings are going to go up. And then secondly, we like to focus on the overall rating. But what's more important is the individual ratings that make up that overall. So a great example is your quarterback, Josh Allen. He has a 74 overall rating, but he has the highest throw power in the game, which is 99. He's the only quarterback in Madden 20 with a 99 throw power.
And, Clint, you do this. You're a gameplay designer. The ratings come from just data analysis, film study, a little bit of each. How are they generated?
We use anything that we can get our hands on. So we do have film of all 32 NFL teams over the last 5 years. We watch a ton of game film. We read a lot of scouting reports. And we use any data outlets that are out there. I know a lot of people use Pro Football Focus. Anything like that. We have Next Gen Stats, Pro Football Focus. We have a number of data points that we can log into to try to nail these guys down. And we use all of that to come together as a group and figure out where these guys should be.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier in our interview and that Patrick Mahomes is the cover athlete for Madden 20. Do you guys give any credence or any thought about, you know, who you, not only that, obviously, about who you put on and how big a star it is, and Patrick Mahomes seems like a great candidate. Do you remember, is there still any thought about the jinx that happens with all Madden guys that get on the cover all of a sudden end up getting hurt or not being able to finish the season?
I know that that's definitely a thing. I've heard about it, and as a former NFL guy, I would say by the end of an NFL season, 80% of the players in the league probably are injured in some form or fashion and going to miss a game or two. So I think it's going to be pretty hard for anyone to stay healthy, regardless if you're on the cover or not. So I think the cover curse is a little bit overblown, but I definitely understand why it's the phenomenon that it is.
One thing I heard also about Madden 20, you now have the ability to allow players to create their own college quarterback and insert him into the NFL ranks, correct?
Yeah, you're referring to our new career mode, which is called Face of the Franchise QB1. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about that, like you said, you can create a player, and we have face morphing technology, so you can do whatever you want with the face to make it look as much like yourself as you want. And then you get to go through your path to the draft. So you start out in college, and you get to play two college games. We actually have 10 college football teams in Madden, and you get to play through the college playoffs as you approach your NFL draft experience and start your career.
Hey, I was wondering, Clint, you're a former offensive lineman in college and the NFL. Is that the most difficult position group to assign grades to? Or take us through that process. Where is it hard to come up with grades for all these players?
I think the two hardest, I think number one is offensive line, because if you haven't played the position or coached the position or been around it in some form or fashion, it's really difficult to understand what they're trying to do each play without having direct knowledge of what the playbook looks like. So that's one area where I try to help the most, is identifying what's going on the film with the offensive lineman. I think the second one that's really hard, especially for me, is defensive backs. The NFL teams nowadays are so good at disguising their coverages, and trying to figure out what their rule sets are, what coverages they're trying to play to play, is really difficult. So luckily we do have some other experts in the building who are good at identifying that stuff. I think those are the two hardest.
Madden 20 is going to be released August 2nd, a couple of weeks away. What kind of platforms is it available on? And I think you said it's available like in a preview sense right now for certain people. Is that right, Clint?
Yeah, we launch on Xbox One. That's Microsoft. Sony PlayStation 4. And we still have our PC SKU, so your personal computer. Those are the three platforms. And then we have EA Access, which is sort of an early look at the game, which starts on the 25th. That's for people who are subscribed to our EA Access network. And then our official launch date for Madden 20 is August the 2nd.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about was the fantasy mode. Is that has nothing to do with fantasy football as we use it in the everyday life, right? This is something different, right? What's the fantasy mode of Madden 20?
Yeah, Madden Ultimate Team is what you're referring to. This is a cool mode. It's kind of another third of Madden where people can go in and play football. But the meta of that, or the minigame of that, is building your roster with players from multiple different eras. So you can have three Bills players, two Falcons players, and Barry Sanders and Sean Taylor, and build the best team that you can. It's primarily where a lot of our competitive players play. Because there's a lot of strategy involved at finding the best players and the best values and making sure that your team matches up across anything that you can see.
How do you know, what's the limitations on that? Is there a budget? Is there points that are not? How do you, what's to keep two guys from getting the same guys depending on what their ratings are?
There is multiple different ways to play in that mode. One is salary cap, in which case every player item has a cap cost associated with it, so you have to make more strategic choices about where you want to spend your cap and not spend your cap. Also, we have unlimited, which is you can have any player you want at every position. That's where you see all-star teams. That's why it's kind of known as fantasy football. But in that mode, it's very possible to run up across people who have the same players in the same positions, and that's called Madden Ultimate Team Unlimited.
Hey, Clint, what'd you say? Some 50 million players, Madden games, right? Is that right?
Over how many years? I mean, we have about 5 million on average.
5 million, okay.
Every year, you know, give or take, give or take 1 to 2 million based on any given time during the year. But I'd say we average about 5 million active users per year.
5 million.
And,
okay.
You know, every year we're trying to make that number go up.
Yeah, sure. And I was saying to Steve earlier on our show today, Clint, how among your younger players, they probably have no conception of John Madden, who he was, what he did as a coach or a broadcaster. They only know him as the name on this game, right? They would have to, some of those younger guys.
No, that's absolutely true. In fact, we go out to see Coach Madden a couple times a year to pitch the creative vision to him, and he tells us that story all the time. He says, when I go out and I see younger people out in the public, they just call me Madden. It's not Coach, it's not John, they just call me Madden, and they just know me as the guy on the video game. And even a step further, a lot of folks don't even know Madden was a coach. They just think Madden is the video game.
Now, one last thing for me, Clint, as that give us a sense of how one of the things that has happened over recent years is you've gotten the ability to update the information in the games week to week as this season will progress. You know, you'll have Patrick Mahomes' numbers throughout the week. How much time and effort does it take to have that, and what are the deadlines throughout the week for getting the roster set and the injuries updated and the roster fluctuation from week to week? What's kind of the schedule for that week to week in the NFL season?
We try to have our rosters out and live to the public by the time the Thursday night game starts. Occasionally we can miss that deadline. It's a little bit more frequent to miss it early in the season when there's a lot of roster moves going on. But our ratings team is working around the clock once the season starts for those first 3 days of the week to try to get it out by that date. Usually if it's later, it's going to hit after the Thursday night game, later that night. But we're putting in long hours to get those roster updates out as quickly as we can.
Hey, Clint, congratulations on a new edition of Madden. Madden 20 comes out on August 2nd, a couple of weeks away. Keep up the good work. Hope we talk again sometime. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. Again, pick up your copy on the 2nd. Let us know what you think. You can find us all over Twitter. And really looking forward to watching the Bills play this year.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Clint.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.